Welcome to Real Stories. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome back to Real Stories. I'm your host, and we've got a really cool property to dive into today. Quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're hanging out with Buddy Blake to talk about a home in Leland, North Carolina, 1301 Windsor Pines Court. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, single-story home in the Windsor Park community, listed at $360,000.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited about this one. So Windsor Pines Court is tucked on a quiet cul-de-sac in Windsor Park, which is such an established neighborhood in Leland. And honestly, single-story homes with this much square footage, we're talking 1,862 square feet and a quarter-acre lot? They're getting harder to find in our market right now.
Oh, wow. Really? So single-story is becoming more of a premium thing? I wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of builders are maximizing lot density now, so they're going up instead of out. But this home was built back in 2005, so it sits on a really generous lot with a two-car garage. The layout is super open and flows naturally from the main living areas to a private primary suite. Everything's on one level, which means no stairs, easier maintenance, and that's huge for a lot of my buyers.
That makes total sense. And I'm guessing the location in Leland is a big part of the appeal too, right? I mean, it's close to Wilmington, but still has that quieter feel.
Exactly. So Leland is just across the Cape Fear River from downtown Wilmington, but you get that small town pace. Buyers here get easy access to Wilmington's dining, healthcare, employment, all that stuff. But then you're also minutes from the beaches. Oak Island, Holden Beach, Carolina Beach. They're all a short drive. It's really the sweet spot for a lot of families.
Okay, so let's talk about the actual home itself. You mentioned it's 1,862 square feet, three beds, two baths. Walk me through what the floor plan actually feels like when you're in there.
So the whole thing is single level, which is the main thing. You've got generous room proportions throughout, which gives you a lot of flexibility with furniture placement. The 2005 construction means the systems are updated and the layout reflects more modern building standards than a lot of older homes in the area. The quarter-acre lot gives you meaningful yard space for entertaining, gardening, or just enjoying those mild coastal plain seasons we get. And the two-car garage adds practical storage and parking that you don't always get with homes in this price range.
I love that. So it's not just the home itself, it's the whole package. The lot size, the garage, the updated systems, that's smart. Now, you mentioned pricing at $360,000. In the current market, how does that land for a home like this in Windsor Park?
Look, single-story homes with this much square footage and lot size are increasingly rare in Leland's active market. The combination of a quarter-acre home site, attached two-car garage, and that established Windsor Park setting really makes this a practical choice for buyers who want space, privacy, and proximity to Wilmington and the Brunswick County Beach Corridor. At $360,000, you're getting a lot of home.
Right. And I imagine there's also the question of timing, yeah? Like, should someone be thinking about this now? Or is it one of those things where they can wait?
That's the million-dollar question, right? So if we're looking at historical appreciation at about 3.5% per year, waiting even a year could mean the property appreciates to around $372,600. That's an extra $12,600 in value you'd be chasing. And your monthly payment would go up by about $67 just from that appreciation alone. So every month you wait, you're looking at roughly $1,050 in potential cost increases. It's not just about the home, it's about locking in your rate and your price now.
Wow. Okay. So that's a really tangible way to think about it. And for someone who's actually interested in seeing this place, what's the next step?
So the best thing to do is reach out directly. You can request more information or schedule a private showing of 1301 Windsor Pines Court. There's no registration wall, no automated valuation, just a direct property inquiry that goes straight to the listing contact. And if you want to check your own home's value and see how it compares, there's a free home value report available too. We can include that link in the show notes.
Perfect. And for anyone listening who wants to get more details about this property or reach out to you directly, what's the best way to do that?
You can call me at 910-395-1000 or email buddy@buddyblake.com. I'm always happy to talk through properties, answer questions about Leland and Windsor Park, or just chat about the market. And honestly, if you're curious about what your own home might be worth or thinking about selling, that conversation starter is free too.
Love that. Buddy Blake, thanks so much for walking us through 1301 Windsor Pines Court. This was really helpful. For everyone listening, we'll have all the links to the full listing, photos, and Buddy's contact info in the show notes. This was Real Stories. Thanks for listening to Real Stories. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.